Aeolian harps. Yes. So cool. We were chatting about Aeolian harps while listening to this. For those of you who don't know, it's it has the form of a harp, and the strings are typically metal so mm-hmm. that they can resonate, and they're generally quite thin. And a few examples we were looking at, there's one, there's a museum in San Francisco called the Exploratorium that has one that's standing upright, and they use intervals, just intonation. So instead of chromatic 12-tone scales, you would use things that are ratios of the string. So 1/2, 2/5, 1/3, 2/3, etc. That kind of stuff. Amazing, amazing. Our next track, Heat.
Yeah. This is by Andrew Singh, and it's a very hot track. I think it was a good, after the first few, it kind of cooled down in this one. I loved the conversation I had with Andrew and kind of wanting to highlight the more violent parts of the sun. And she's a composer, and she does a lot of like different kind of like sound music based practices. And for her, this was really an exploratory on like how can you really stretch out the sound. And nice. I think a lot of the sounds you're hearing come from I think like a NASA recording that was released publicly.
Sweet.
Of the sun. So like
Sweet.
Another kind of like physical, yeah, grasp of the power.
I recall seeing something about that it was it was a conversion of like the magnetic electromagnetic mm-hmm. forces mm-hmm. converted into pitch through synthesizers,
yeah,
that
so
kind of
well.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. NASA occasionally will release what they call, you know, obviously recordings, but mm-hmm. sometimes they're on such a grand scale
yeah.
that you have to pitch it up hundreds, thousands
yeah.
of times because the frequency is like, you know, half of a hertz or
yeah.
something like that versus our normal human
yeah.
hearing range kind of
reach
thing.
There, yeah.
Sweet. Well, this is Heat by
Andrew Singh.
You are listening to Bitcouver FM, CGSF 90.1 FM. I'm joined here tonight by Jefferson Alade from Unit Pit discussing the new Sound of the Sun, Volume 3. Hot. That was Heat by
Anju Singh.
Excellent stuff. Lots of string instruments. I don't know if you're familiar with a musician by the name of Stockhausen, Karlheinz Stockhausen. Well, he was a German composer in the 20th century, very active in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Okay. And he did some of his string quartets, a very similar kind of frenetic.
We get to the edge of the seat.
Nice stuff. Tell us a little bit about our next track, Cimarron Way.
Yeah, Cimarron Way. It's by an artist, filmmaker, Marianne Torres. And for this one, this was like a piece about the sun and memory and kind of thinking about the more tangible aspects of sound. And for her, it's kind of thinking about how as a child she used to like garden with her mom and like those sounds that she heard back then, how those kind of like change over time and their relationship with the place and all that stuff. So it's kind of like this introspective journey through this and a lot of like voice memos and stuff like this.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Very nice. Well, we'll tune into Cimarron Way now here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Soil into this thing first.
Well, I think, aren't you like trying to capture the whole thing?
I don't know. Well, it's already recording.
Oh. Okay, so yes, I would put that in the bottom.
Just in the bottom?
And then we're gonna put some other soil and mix it in.
Okay.
Great. Aerating this, like it's got this big chunk, right? So, look at this.
Yeah.
This piece of chocolate. Because then you do this, and then it leaves it just a spot for the plant. So, you put the soil all around the pot, then you pull the pot out, and then it has like just the perfect amount. This makes it easier. That's just the right amount of soil, I think. So you do the other side. Do you feel confident doing that? Are you not ready to do that? Or do you want to do it?
Maybe
you hold it? And then one person holds it.
Are these the ones you made? Or do we need different ones?
Like, I would maybe cut that one because it's bent. See how it's...
Yeah.
But you know what? You could propagate this. So let's cut that piece because it's bent, and then we'll put it in some water and propagate it. Then you'll have another little monstera plant. Because that might take the energy away because it's... I'll eventually probably die. Roots, do you see? So these roots, if you put them on the pole, they're supposed to encourage it to grow up, and then when it grows, the higher it grows, the bigger these leaves will grow. Pull this out. No, wait, you gotta pull the plant out.
Is that mommy to help you with this one?
Should we remove the ones that are down there? You are gonna have a showcase once they're in. Look at it and see what that is. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. Okay, where do you want me to tie it? I was just thinking that maybe we don't need to. Mm-hmm. I think it's good, actually. I'll find a spot for it and then we'll give it some water.
Okay.
It will be a statement piece.
Cimarron Way, reminding us of summer. I was saying to Jefferson that it sounded like backyard summer to me. That's the vibe I got.
Yeah, backyard summer, that is the word that's coming to me, kind of like going in and out of these two different states and these different places you've been. Yeah.
And we were discussing, this piece of music is definitely in the vibe of what we would call musique concrète, which is a French term for music, and especially electronic or electroacoustic music that uses recorded sounds as the raw material, and then it's a assembled or sent through processing or chopped up and reassembled and that kind of stuff. And we were just discussing some of the techniques that you would use to create music like that. It's super, super cool.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's super cool. And it gives you that unique way to make music in the way where you're kind of trying to learn from the sound and really kind of go backwards.
And we were also talking about the performance of it. A lot of the times, musique concrète is performed as what we might call a tape piece, where instead of there being a performer on stage or an ensemble on stage, it might just be a set of loudspeakers and someone presses play. And then people are listening to it, and we were noting how it's different because the first time you experience that kind of performance, it is a more of a detached style, but it allows you to interact with music on a different way. You start to see like the assembly of music and the intent and the structure in a different way compared to traditional music. Very, very cool. We are halfway through Sound of the Sun Volume 3, and I think now is a good time to remind everybody about how they can go see the show.
Yeah, so the show is happening this Thursday, June 20th. Starts at 6, doors at 5:45, and it'll go around until like 10:30. It's at Unipitz Gallery in Kitsilano. It is 2954 West 4th Avenue, and it's going to start off with a listening room, so people get there, and we'll be in the garden. We have it nicely set up, and then after the listening of it, we're going to have some food. People can kind of eat together, and then the end, we're going to have a live performance for some of the people.
Excellent, excellent stuff. And we have live performances. We've got Edith Skeard.
Yeah.
Excellent. Anju Singh, Sam Mayadal, and Imix, aka Robin Jacob.
Yeah.
Sweet. And you can RSVP through that through Unipitz website, unitpitt.ca, and there's a link to the Eventbrite page. The concert itself is free, but please RSVP as space is limited. Excellent. Well, we'll get things started off here with the second part of Sound of the Sun Volume 3. This is track 6, At the Very Diffracting Point, Crisscrossed and Boiled by
Hun Pham.
And why don't we just start it off and then we'll discuss it when we come back. You're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM, Vancouver FM, and Unipitz. Nice little bit of feedback and you know, those kind of tinkling sounds as well too. Super cool stuff. That was At the Very Diffracting Point, Crisscrossed and Boiled by
Hun Fem.
Excellent. And can you tell us a little bit about that piece?
Yeah, that piece was super fun too. I also was lucky enough to meet Hun in the preparation of this, and they were kind of telling me about, and their application was super interesting because they were kind of talking about how They're originally from Vietnam.
Mm.
And I thought this was an interesting piece to include because it's this idea that, like, we're in these different parts of the world. And for us in, like, the West, in Vancouver, the sun is, wow, right out of the rain,
mm-hmm.
you know. But for her and growing up, for them, it's like the sun is always there. And in the summer, it's the hottest ever. Yeah. And you probably want to stay inside. So
absolutely.
It's kind of the piece for them where they're saying how it's almost kind of like recognizing that we have these darker points in our life. You don't always have to be productive. You know, there's something of, yeah, even though like the sun is saying one thing, maybe what's your feeling on the inside? So
mm-hmm.
That's super cool to hear.
Beautiful stuff. Yeah. Next up, we have Prairie Shifting.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that one.
Yeah, this is another really cool piece. Their name is Edith Skeard. And this piece is, I guess, a meditation a little bit on migration and movement. So Edith is going to be starting her MFA soon in Victoria, mm-hmm. UVic, and
nice.
They're moving. Yeah, they're moving from Saskatchewan. So kind of contemplating this whole idea of movement and the sun, and wanting to kind of like reckon those two of like moving and even the ideas of like when you're traveling and you're finding even like sounds and stuff, and what can you take, what can you leave, and
nice.
Yeah, this kind of
nice
ideas.
Cool. We will listen to track 7, Prairie Shifting, here on CGSF 90.1 FM. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening. As a reminder, you are able to attend the cassette launch of Unit Pitt's Sound of the Sun, Volume 3. And previous volumes are available on SoundCloud, is that correct?
Yeah.
So you can search Unit Pitt, UNIT/PITT, and they have the previous two volumes. The third volume will be available soon, but I would highly recommend you to go to Unit Pitt's website, UNITPITT.ca, RSVP for the event. It is free. It is happening on Thursday this week, June 20th, from 6 to 10 p.m. at Unit Pitt's Gallery on 4th in Vancouver. Oh.